This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Oh, it's a pleasure to have me. Have you with me. Oh, it's a pleasure to have me with you. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, responding, replying via, I don't know, text, Twitter, Facebook, however way you decide to do it. I do appreciate the time that you're spending responding and being part of the fix, part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the break, David Fisher will join us. We'll talk a little bit about your money, your dollars. I know some of you find it a little dry, but I'm going to tell you what. It shouldn't be entertaining. You should have information that you can step out on, information that you know what to do with. If you head up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. You can buy our shirts, hashtag stand, stand for America, stand to make America great again. No, come on, really. You know, I want you to be able to push back. And I'm not talking to you about being violent or putting yourself in harm's way, because some of you already sent me emails and said, look, I'd buy a shirt, but, you know, red shirt with white lettering, it's just going to send the wrong message. Well, I don't know what wrong message is going to send. We're not standing for Trump. We're not standing for a person. We're standing for our president. We're standing for our country. I don't know what the problem is. And I feel for some of you, but I got to tell you what. I'm going to come right back to, we're the warriors. We have no more warriors. Do we have people that are willing to take a beating over this kind of stuff, verbal mostly? And maybe you'll lose your job. I don't know. Maybe you'll lose some clients. I don't know. But you've got to decide how to make it work. Now, last week, Montana Republican congressional candidate Greg Gianforte allegedly body flamed the Guardian's Ben Jacobs. That was the night before the state's special election. Jacob went to the hospital to be checked out and had his glasses smashed. So what's known about the incident? Well, we don't know yet. Let's put it this way. We don't know everything yet. Now, any assault on anyone reported, not a reporter, is not okay. No, I never push for violence on the show. I never say you should beat anybody up. I do say you should protect yourself, like for like. So if somebody's pounding on you, you know what to do. Right? This is no-brainer. The deranged reactions of the incident must be denounced, too. Mostly notably, Washington Post's supposedly right-leaning blogger, Jennifer Rubin. Who's being interviewed on MSNBC, and boy, did she get stupid fast. Let's see if I can play this for you. Take a listen.
This is absolutely stunning. First of all, that he would be threatened, apparently, by a meek question. You heard on the audio a very politely posed question. And there are all ways of manner in which candidates say, I don't want to talk to you, or go, as he initially did, go talk to my communications guy, or scram. But to physically accost someone, throw them down on the floor, potentially injure them, what is wrong with this man? I mean, this is really sort of appalling. And I do want to say that there is a cost to continually berating the media. There is a cost to labeling these people, myself included, enemies, the opposition, continuing to berate them, calling on crowds to hoot and holler at them. You create an atmosphere.
Oh, hoot and holler at them. Oh, my God. You know, it's just amazing. See, it's everybody's fault but theirs. They're not doing anything wrong. They're just reporting the news. No, they're not. We all know they're not reporting the news. They're reporting what they believe to be the news. They're reporting what the narrative that they want to set, the one they want to put out there. Hey, give me a break. This is proof positive that you can't be left to your own devices.
Fear in which these people are not treated like human beings. And although I'm sure the president did not intend for this particular candidate to do this, that is the end effect when you begin behaving that way. The fish rots from the head. The tone of the politics of the country is set by the president of the United States.
Watching this, listening to this tape, brings me back a lot to the 1930s, the use of political violence to subdue people. And the vocabulary word, I think, for today is un-American. It is un-American for a political candidate to knock down a reporter asking an uncomfortable question. It's also un-American for a president to go overseas and cozy up to autocrats. It's un-American to have a president who doesn't seem to understand the U.S. Constitution.
That's Tom Ricks, and I love this. I love how Mr. Obama knew everything about everything. He was called on the carpet by any one of these people. Some of the things he did were exactly like President Trump. When he was over there apologizing for us, that was all okay. That was fine. That was a great thing for a president to do. But I love the way they say the. I love the way they do this. The fish rots from the head back. Right. The fact that Trump keeps calling them out and they keep proving him right. Come on, not 100% obviously, but most of the time. They prove Trump right when he talks about how they don't give. Look, he's been berated more than any other president. There's no honeymoon period. There's no, you know, well, he's going to take a little while to get used to A, B, and C. No, none of that. They have been pounding on him since the minute after he took the oath. You think that's right? You think that? Now, you can say he's a big boy. He's got thick skin. He can make it. He can do it. Yeah, sure he can. Not a problem. That's not the issue. But call it what it is. They have not given him any slack for anything in any way. So there's your equality. They do it to theirs all the time. Theirs gets a ride. Theirs gets a freebie on a regular basis. This side of the break, we will bring in David Fisher to join us about your finances. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, every night I talk to you guys about what's going on in the banking systems, what's going on, you know, with your finances, what the stock market looks like. And some of you feel like, okay, you know, I don't get it, and I have a whole bunch of money and barely paying bills now. But you need to understand how this all affects you and how someday you will have enough money. But you don't want to, do you want to catch up then? Or do you want to catch up now? So So David Fisher joins me, as he does every week, to give a little discussion on what's going on in Europe, how we're affected by what's happening in Europe, the kind of things you can invest in, some things that help make your finances secure. So let's take a listen, right? And maybe, I don't know, maybe you'll learn nothing, maybe you feel like you know more than him, and maybe you'll learn a lot. Next guest right on. I always have a good time when David Fisher joins us. David Fisher is the president of Landmark Capital, always informative. I always get good information from him when he's on the show. David, thanks for being with me.
You're absolutely welcome, Joe. Thanks for having me on again.
And I'm thoroughly confused again with President Trump's new budget. And I'm not confused with him. You know how it goes. Everybody, what do we hear today? If it was a cartoon, it'd be one of the worst cartoon blah blah blahs. I mean, Chuck Schumer came out. He couldn't even find a good way to express it. But you knew they were going to rip it apart. This takes food stamps, money off of people on welfare, the whole nine yards. Why don't you explain it to us in a very sane way, as I know you will?
Well, first of all, everything that President Trump campaigned upon, his budget has. That's the good news. This tells us that what a politician says, if you elect me, this is what I'm going to do. Now he's following through with what he was elected to do.
Right.
So there's some things in this budget that a lot of Democrats, unfortunately, don't like. The biggest one that they don't like is the food stamp program. The theory is behind the Trump administration is that program has ballooned significantly over the last 8 years under Democratic leadership and has caused people to take advantage of the system. And so President Trump's theory is, let's help people to get a better job instead of helping them not to even look. So that's the motivation behind this, as Matt McElvaney actually came out and presented the budget as a backdrop to why President Trump is doing certain things. He is not taking money away from Medicaid or Medicare or Social Security. Those are unfunded programs, and he's not taking any money from that. He promised that in his campaign, and he's following through with his first budget that he's presenting to Congress with this. But he is trying to get some of the things done that he did campaign upon. Specifically, there's a $2.6 billion package in the budget for the funding of the wall. And 1.6 of that actually goes towards the physical building of the wall. The other $1 million goes for other things that is not the physical wall, but actually monitoring the border between Mexico and our country. But the biggest thing is this. This is going to reduce $1 trillion of spending and balance in our budget and balance the budget in the next 3 years for the coming 10 years. This is the first time this has been happened in decades where we've actually had a balanced budget, which means, Joe, we're not spending more than we take in, because there's a difference. If you spend and you have no intention of and no mechanism of way of paying that money back, that's not borrowing, that's theft. And that's what our government has been doing. They've come up with plans that got passed between Republicans and Democrats previously. There is no mathematical, physical way that money can be paid back. And now President Trump is trying to turn this thing around. And this is his first step of many, and he's getting a lot of pushback on it.
Well, yeah, because they want the programs. They want to be able to spend this money. They believe that's what they need to do. But I'm with you. You know, we it's like allowing your children just to run rampant, and then when they turn 16, 17, you want to start putting restrictions in place. It's the same thing here. We've allowed these programs just to run crazy with no caps. Here in L.A., we've got millions of illegals on some form of government subsidy, some form of government help, and we need to put safeguards in place to make sure that doesn't happen. So go ahead.
Let's put this into perspective. We're about $101 to $104 trillion we have financial obligations as a government, as a country, that we've said we will commit to this. What I'm talking about is Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, government pensions, and all the liabilities from our country that we have obligated ourselves to pay, which represents greater than 65% of the budget back 30 years ago, but now it's more like 90% wow. of our budget. So we don't have a whole lot of wiggle room, but this one little step, putting into perspective, this one little, very little step that's coming up against much pushback is only taking care of $1 trillion out of $104 trillion. If we can't do this one simple step now, we're going to have a world of a hurt in the very near future. It is a guarantee because mathematically we are following in the steps of countries like Greece right now is what we are doing.
No, I agree. It's really funny to watch what's happening. I did a story earlier about Venezuela and how that wonderfully socialist country that was helping everybody and making all the right steps are now helping people starve to death, number one. And then people are going to the neighboring country now from Venezuela to Colombia to get health care because they're in such need of health, of health services that it's hurting that country now. So all this socialism, all these things that some of our government officials would like to take a look at or move in that direction is now kind of changing. There's evidence that it doesn't work. And I don't want to hear how they implemented it incorrectly because it's just a bunch of malarkey. It's crazy.
You're exactly right. What I'm referring to is mandatory spending to get yep. the actual correct number. In 1965, 34% of the budget was allocated for mandatory spending, like Medicare, Medicaid, all the things I listed. Now the number is actually a little bit high on the number. It's actually 73%. But still, the direction, if we're going the wrong direction, it should be very little, a small percent, less than.
We'll be back in a minute more with David Fisher. Don't go far. You need to learn about finances so you can pay me more money so I can stay on the air longer. You'll see the real side of it. Exactly what you do. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation, for real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you here. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just get right to it. You can hop up on the website, thereelside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, a lot going on there. But I want you to, when you go up there, give me your email address. Love to send you the emails to what's going on, what we're doing, what we have coming up, and that kind of thing. So David Fisher again joins us with the Landmark Gold. He's going to, you know, again, to give you a feel, an understanding of how to protect your money, how to make it grow, because we're not out of the woods yet, people. Not even close. Speaking of somebody who has a clue, you were calling this, I think it was last week, with Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, and what he was going to say. He's been in front of the Senate Banking Committee. Give us some enlightenment. He's going to talk about Freddie Mac and I mean, I got to tell you what, I don't know how Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae have survived this long to begin with, but I'm sure you can enlighten us.
It's called a government bailout. They bailed out Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
You mean taxpayer money, right? Is that what you mean?
Taxpayer funding, exactly. There's actually a silver lining in this story from the government, from a taxpayer standpoint, that I'd like to point out. But unfortunately, the government wants to gobble up everything that gets thrown their way and misuse the money. But let me just give a quick overrun of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They have contracted, they're a private company that has contracted with the government to underwrite mortgages, and they underwrite about 43% of all mortgages in the United States. But in 2008, in the aftermath of what happened, they got in trouble financially. Lots of companies got in trouble. General Motors got in trouble. AIG got in trouble. And the government bailed them out. They paid back the government, and they are functioning on their own. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac got in trouble, and the government struck a deal. Got in trouble. Their stock went from $44 down to 60 cents. That's a stock collapsing in 2008. It didn't happen in one day. But they didn't have enough working capital to keep afloat. And if they went under, it would have affected the whole mortgage industry in the United States. So instead of that happening, the government came to the rescue. They struck a deal with them in 2008 saying that we're going to support your company by buying a whole bunch of stock. They bought $187 billion of stock, which means a lot of capital went to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, so they wouldn't go under. And now the company was no longer held just by private investors, because it was a publicly traded company at the time, and it still is. But the government owned 80% of the stock. 20% was owned by shareholders. So the deal was pay back the government $187 billion plus 10% dividend totaling $206 billion. And in the meantime, we're going to take it over into receivership, run the company, and make sure that it's run properly so it doesn't go under. Well, in 2012, 4 years later, the Treasury, who wrote the first terms, didn't like those terms anymore, and they rewrote the deal, saying, we want now not 10%, but 100% of all dividends, of all the monies that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac make.
Wow.
The shareholders didn't like that deal. You and I wouldn't like it if we owned that stock either, so they filed a lawsuit. The lawsuit got thrown out in court in a very short period of time. And when it was questioned by the media, the Treasury said, we own 80% of the stock. We can make these decisions. We're the new shareholders, the new people that run the company. Talk about a communist almost thing here. So moving forward, in 2015, early that year, in February, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac paid back 100% of the money. You would think that at that point they should have came out of receivership and stand on their own 2 feet. But that's not what happened.
You know, they won't have control anymore, right?
Yeah, 2.5 years ago this was. So they couldn't get loose of the government, even though the government's terms changed. And they said once you meet the obligation of $206 billion, which is the $187 plus the 10% dividend, you're free. Fly, Robin, fly. They couldn't fly, and they were still held in receivership, and to this day they paid $239 billion or $33 billion more than required, and they're still paying 100%, and the dividend, the shareholders aren't getting any dividends. This is a total bail-in, total government interference in people in the private sector and people's money. And that's what I said is happening. And I said, hopefully, when Steve Mnuchin goes before Congress, the Senate Banking Committee, last week on Thursday, he's been a guy that said, let's get rid of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac being run by the government. Let's do that. This should have been done a long time ago. So when he went before Congress and he was asked that question, here is what his answer was. Quote, this has been an unresolved issue for far too long and one that we are committed to fixing, end quote. He then, within about an hour and a half later, asking by another person more about this, was changed his tune.
Really?
And you can Google it. You'll see it. So when he was asked, you know, what was the plan and will they stop the payment of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, here's what he said. I've had the opportunity to meet with Mel Watts several times. First of all, Mel Watts is the head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, the one that the payment is run through to pay the Treasury. And Mel Watts was under President Obama's leadership. And Mel Watts knew that this was only a short-lived deal, and Mel Watts is all for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac getting back on their own 2 feet. So Steve Mnuchin says, quote, I've had the opportunity to meet with Mel Watts several times. Last time we talked about the dividend extensively, and I did tell them that it was our expectation at the Treasury that they would pay us a dividend. And we hope they continue to do so.
I'm always amazed at these stories. I'm always amazed when these things surface. And it's what I keep telling people. The government is never temporary. Right? No matter what it is. I mean, toll bridges are the epitome of these things, right? Well, we're going to put up a toll bridge or toll road. We'll collect the money to pay the road back. Should take about 10 years, and then we'll be done with it, right? You go to the East Coast, they have toll booths that are falling apart. They've been there so long, 40 and 50 and 60 years, some of these toll roads. So, yeah, when the government gets into something, it's it. They don't get out. It's just amazing. Go ahead.
So with Steve Mnuchin, when I talked on your program earlier on in the year when they were talking about having him being part of the cabinet and actually being the Treasury Secretary, I said, you know, there's a lot of people that do not like Steve Mnuchin. President Trump's talking about draining the pond. This is like putting alligators in the pond and not draining it. And here's a prime example of it. So, unfortunately, I have to say, will the real Steve Mnuchin stand up? Which one are you? And you're going to see that also if we get to the topic today, we talk about the Glass-Steagall Act. It's crazy. He's Steve Mnuchin. You know, there's a lot of things I could say about people when I really like them, but when they're doing something totally opposite of what they said before, and you find out the motivation behind it, I have to, you know, call a spade and say, this is what's really going on. And thank you for the platform on your show that gets the word out that our country, unfortunately, does have segments where they still think that they need to control private citizens' money.
Yeah, I want to drive this point home, and I know I've already said it twice, and I know people are going, has he lost his mind? No, I haven't lost my mind, but I want you to understand that when you see these laws, these rules, these things that the government's doing, where they only need a certain period of time to, I don't care what it is, it doesn't have to be toll bridges, it doesn't have to be any of that. It could be any small program that they want to put in place. I mean, they do it here in California on a regular basis, and it works its way in, these quarter-cent taxes that are only supposed to be for a year or two to fix something or fix a certain area, these temporary, I don't know if they do them in other parts of the country, but they have these temporary real estate taxes to help build schools and do other things. They never really go away. They're there forever. And to Trump's budget, maybe that'll help us. Maybe that'll help us, force us to live within our means, but I don't know. I'm 57 years old. I haven't seen it happen yet. Has anybody really got the budget balanced to the point where it was truly balanced that you could think of?
Well, no, because we've always had a government that's been reckless with money. Early on, there was balancing of our government. We're talking, you know, hundreds of years ago, right at the beginning our country was founded. But when credit came into effect, that magnified debt. And since that has been happening, and they found ways to fabricate and use money towards the government's advantage, you know, it has to come back to what was originally said in a famous speech, January 26 in 1830, in our country, about it all being made for the people, by the people.
We got to go for a quick break. I want to pick it up for this quick break. Many people don't know. We'll come back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe McKee, your host, listening to Real Time on GCN Live. David Fish will join us on the other side of the break. I'll let him finish his thought. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do mean that. It is always a pleasure to have you guys with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, David Fisher joins me as he does every week. And I do this so that you'll have a clue about your finances. I do this so you'll know, because we're not out of the woods yet. I don't see things, you know, you might see them getting better with the stock market. You might see other things happening that look good. But we still have some flat numbers on home sales. We still have consumer confidence might be higher, but consumer debt's also going up. Not a good combo because salaries aren't going up to match it. So we're kind of creating another bubble. But don't listen to me because I don't have a clue about finances. But David does. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. So much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. I wasn't referring to the age of my guest either. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always a pleasure when he's on with me. And David, again, I do appreciate so much the time that you do spend with me. But you were making a point, and I just want you to finish up the point, but I want you to drive the point home. We have a government that could balance the budget, but they refuse to, and they never have, because if you don't have money changing hands, you don't have an abundance of money changing hands. There's no pockets to put it in. There's no extra to put in the pockets, whatever.
Yeah, the government could do the right thing, and that's what we've been wanting. A lot of people have been wanting, let's get this budget. We're talking about not having a larger deficit, a debt, national debt. So no money that we overspend, we would need never no longer need to do that if we could balance our budget. So this is a key principle. We haven't had a balanced budget in a long time. That's why the debt keeps escalating. But they're fighting this thing. They're totally fighting a balanced budget. And I don't think if they can't get this simple budget done, which is, I think, you know, it's a really good budget. It's not a perfect one. There's no such thing. But it's, you know, the things that I get concerned about is the math, the ability that the day of reckoning is going to come to us. If we don't do something about it now, you don't wait till the very end, like you were talking about our children who become, you know, high school kids. You don't start disciplining them then. We need to have physical discipline, and we haven't had it. This is the first step towards that.
Yeah, right. And they will come back at you and say it's okay because of the amount of money of the GDP and what have you, and we've got to take care of our people. These are mounting issues like the roads. But part of it is because we let them go. I'm off on a tangent here because I'm irritated, and I don't know if you know this, but in California, one of the major roadways gave away again. And it's, you know, if you really want to get down to the reality, it's because the California legislators never gave the money that they collected, that they taxed us for, to fix that road, to fix those roadways. And now we're almost in an emergency situation where we're going to be hitting up the government, the federal government, for the money. So we're going to get me, Joe, I'm going to get taxed at least two times on a road that I've already paid for, a road that I've already been taxed for the maintenance of that road. It's just crazy. So anyhow, I'll calm down in a second. So let's go on to some of the, I just saw this flash on my screen. I was like, come on, guys, get your act together. You're killing us here. And then the governor says we're not paying enough in taxes. We need to send him on vacation. So, you know, you and I have talked about this in the past with the big banks and how they leverage money, right? And that's how they brought down the system in 2008. So Steve Mnuchin also talked about, Glass-Steagall. What is that?
Okay, let's go back to 1929. We had a big crash, didn't we?
I wasn't around then, just so we're clear. It wasn't my fault.
No, it wasn't your fault.
Thank you.
But we think we should learn from it. It was a pretty big event.
Right.
It caused the first depression in our country, and 2008 was almost the second depression. They called it the major recession. But they relate. And here's what happened prior to 1929 to understand the Glass-Steagall. Banks were doing lending of money, you know, loans, and they also do investment banking, was involved in securities. And so they were putting people's money on that was on the deposit, moving over to the security side of their banking and going into the stock market with people's depository money and also lending money to people to leverage in the stock market. When the market got spooked a little bit, the big money from banks pulled out, which caused a major market downturn, which perpetuated this whole 1929. It wasn't a one-day event, although one day it dropped the biggest, but there was several days of a drop. Okay, it was the biggest drop in the stock market in a short period of time in the history of our country. It was all because banks were able to operate not in just the banking industry, but also the security industry. 1932, they passed a law called Glass-Steagall, kind of like, you know, two Congress people, their last names. That's what they named a bill after.
Mm-hmm.
So what that did is it stopped that behavior. It made it illegal. So we went from 1929 all through to 2008 with no major downturns in the market because we had Glass-Steagall put in place. So now you're probably wondering, well, why did 2008 happen? Because in 1999, President Clinton lifted or did an executive order and said that law is nullified, which now, in 1999, allowed banks to do the same behavior that they were doing way back in 1920s, in the roaring 20s, where huge economic growth was happening. I mean, before every downturn of a market, there's always huge economic growth and a major uptick in a market. Look at what we got going on right now. We have a major uptick in the market. We have economic development. But in 2009, when this bill was put nullified by President Clinton, it allowed banks to merge into the security industry side, and they started leveraging money. In fact, Deutsche Bank admits from 2004 to 2015, 90% of their revenue came from this type of behavior. 90%. 10% came from lending. So, Deutsche Bank is large. It's probably the third largest in the world. JP Morgan is right up there with Deutsche Bank. They're no different. And they were leveraging money. Just a lot of companies were leveraging money. Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns. And that's what brought the system down in 2008. So now we have, bringing this fast forward, Steve Mnuchin, who's previous Goldman Sachs guy for 17 years, now is our new Treasury Secretary. He wanted to support Glass-Steagall. And check this out, Joe. So in the opening statements, one of the congressmen said, we haven't got, he's kind of a Columbo guy. He wears glasses, brown hair. I can't remember his name offhand, but everybody knows who he is because he's always ahead of part of the Senate Banking Committee. Mm-hmm. And he asked the question, Steve Mnuchin, thank you for coming today. I'm going to paraphrase, fast forward this. But we haven't got all the information that you're supposed to provide by your office. We didn't get a list of all the banks that you met with and what you talked about and where did you meet? Was it the White House, the Oval Office? And he says, no, I'm pretty sure we provided everything. And the congressman said, no, I know you didn't provide that. And Steve said, we will provide that as long as that information remains confidential. 1.5 hours later, in the same Senate Banking Committee, he gets asked the question, so it seems to be in all your previous speeches that you are for Glass-Steagall and you are for breaking up big banks. This is by Senator Elizabeth Warren. I'm not always an advocate of Senator Elizabeth Warren. Most time I'm not. But in this case, I am. Steve Mnuchin said, no, I'm not for breaking up of banks. She responded, well, you said you're for Glass-Steagall. Well, I am for a revised modern Glass-Steagall, but not for the breaking up of banks. She asked the question, well, isn't that what define Glass-Steagall. He couldn't define Glass-Steagall. Glass-Steagall is clearly black and white. There's no gray in it. It is separating banks that do selling of loans and creating loans versus banks that go in the securities industry that leverage money. That is the Glass-Steagall and the separation of that. There's nothing gray about that. He made this thing gray, and she said, let me tell you what I think really happened. Since you didn't provide the list of banks you met, I think you met with President Trump in the Oval Office, and something changed after meeting with big banks, and now you're not in support of these big banks. Therefore, you don't want to break up the big banks. I'm not for government intervention, but I am certainly for not going through another 2008 again.
Sure.
Because he just gave the green light for another 2008. Of all the people, he could be the one that says, we're not going to do this. We're not going to allow banks leveraging the money. We're not going to allow banks to be in the security division. Those will stop 2008. Those will stop the 90% of the revenues from big banks making it in the security industry, which is a high leverage environment, which caused Bear Stearns to go down, caused Lehman Brothers to go down, caused lots of things to affect pretty much every person on the face of this earth was caused by big security firms and banks. And he's saying he's not going to support our legislation to stop that behavior. So buckle your seatbelts, everybody. I said, get ready for another 2008. Now these big banks have pedal to the metal.
All right. So here's how it goes. I've got another 9 minutes in this. I know, another 9 minutes. And David gives you some real good information on what you need to do to protect your money. I only bring people on that are going to help you. We did Liberty Health Share earlier this week. Many of you seem to like that program. And it's the same thing going on here, okay? We've got David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. We'll tell you how to handle your finances. How you can start making little investments. You can do little things to shore up your dollars in case something happens to the market. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The whole interview you'll find up on the podcast in about an hour. All right? Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. God bless. Thanks for hanging in there tonight. Always appreciate it. You have a great rest of the day.